Blog Talk Radio.
My transformation. This is Sandra. This morning's meditation came from 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. Today is March 17, 2013. I will start by reading those two verses. Unto Timothy, my own son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus, when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine. I will read to you my notes first. Now, I may stop at a certain point in my notes and just talk from there because some things are easier to speak than to try to write down. So I'll begin with my notes. On behalf of the Father and the Son, Jesus the Christ, teach truth. Stay away from other doctrine. Doctrine that does not edify. Doctrine that does not bring people to the light. Doctrine that does not fill the soul with love and ignite the fire within. Stay away from doctrine that causes argument. God's word is life. God's word is not to be argued. God's word is salvation. God's word is love. Put an end to wrong teaching. God is the teacher. Jesus is the teacher. Seek their wisdom. Seek God's wisdom. Step away from confusion and seek God for yourself. Seek God for answers. There are many doctrines. How do you know which doctrine is true? Seek and ye shall find. Ask and it shall be given unto you all that ye ask for. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Know God for yourself. Receive his word directly. Receive his understanding of what you seek. Listen to God. Open your heart. Open your eyes. Clear your mind. And listen to the voice of God. Hear his words. for he has a message for you. He will speak to you. He will let his presence be known to you. Seek God. Seek God. Seek God. Jesus made the way, the path to the Father, that we may commune directly with the Father. Jesus made the way for us to know the Father. Do you know him? Know Jesus. Know the Father, for they are one. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they are one. Seek God's teachings. Seek God's faith. Seek God's word. Confess your sins and receive his Son. For then you will have the line to the Father. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by him. Jesus is the way shower. Teach Jesus. Teach truth. Teach God's word. Receive the Son. Be blessed by the Father. He will set you free. Free to see. Free to hear. Free to feel. Free to know. God is the Word. The Word is God. Seek for yourself. Stop believing and stop listening to other doctrine. Doctrine that does not teach God. Doctrine that does not teach Jesus. Doctrine that does not teach truth. Doctrine that confuses you. God is not a God of confusion. God is wisdom. God is truth. God is love. God is a jealous God. Have no other gods before me. Have no other gods before me. Your relationship is what God wants from you. He is your Father. You are his child. Now this is where I'm going to talk, because my notes are not really that clear. I was given an example. Now you have a human father. So imagine a relationship with your human father. Imagine that that relationship, you two are so close. You love each other. He does things for you. It was him and, of course, your mom that got together to help make you into what you are, a living being, a little living human being. Imagine the fun that you have. Imagine the secrets that you share with your father. Imagine the things that y'all do one-on-one. Just imagine y'all having this beautiful, loving relationship. A relationship where your father teaches you, where your father disciplines you, where your father shows you things. He teaches you how to drive. He helps you with your homework. Just imagine a human father like that. He is not your father. He is your human daddy. But your true father is he who created your human daddy. The true father is he who made it possible for you to breathe. Your true father is God, the life, the light. That's your true father. And he sits back and he watches you, having this loving, understanding relationship with your human father. And you don't know him. Your true father, your father's father, and everybody who breathes, Father, you don't even know him, but yet he has to look at you every day. Having a relationship with your human father, a father he has given you, and not even have a relationship with him. You may not even believe he exists, yet he is your true father. You may have no desire to even know him, yet he is your true father. God is always there with open arms to receive you, and you don't even acknowledge his existence. You don't even have a relationship with him. You don't even treat him as though you even love him or care about him when he is your father. He is your father's father. He is your mother's father. He is your sibling's father. He is your friend's father. He is the father of all humanity. He is your father. Yet you deny him. Yet you don't acknowledge him. Yet you don't love him. He is the breath of life. He is inside of you. He is encased in your heart. He is the light that has your heart beating. Yet you do not know him. You do not seek a relationship with him, but you seek a relationship with others. You have relationships with others, but you don't have the one main relationship, the one relationship that should be in everybody's life, a relationship with God, your Father, your Creator. That's the one relationship everybody should have, because nobody be here if it were not for God, the Father of all. You would not be here, yet you don't even seek a relationship with him, your Creator, your lifeline, your heartbeat, your breath. You do not seek a relationship with him, and he has to sit back and watch you have relationships with any and everybody else and not with him. Why? Why do you not have a relationship with he who created you? Why do you not have a relationship with the reason that you are here in the first place? Why? Why? Because you do not know him. Stay away from doctrine that does not teach you who your father is. Stay away from doctrine that does not teach you the truth of your existence. Stay away from doctrine that is confusing. Doctrine that tell lies. Doctrines that steer you away from the Father, your Father. Stay away from doctrine that is not true, that does not edify your Father, that does not edify wisdom and truth, oneness. Stay away from doctrine that does not bring you to the light, that does not open your heart and reveal to you your Father. For your Father resides in your heart. Your Father is that light, that spark that keeps you breathing. Stay away from doctrine that does not tell you who your Father is. Stay away from doctrine that does not feed you the light of God, the love of God, the truth of God, God's word. Stay away from doctrine that does not open your eyes to you, your existence. Stay away from doctrine that is not of God. Now I'm going to go back to my notes. God is your Father. You are His child. God wants a relationship with you. He wants you to come to Him, to talk to Him, to spend time with Him, to love Him, to obey His teachings, to learn from Him. You are His child, yet you do not know Him. You do not love Him. You do not spend time with Him. You do not care about Him. You do not understand Him. You do not believe on His Son, Jesus. You do not believe His word. You do not believe His existence. Yet He loves you. He created you. He keeps you breathing. He is the breath of life. This life is planted within you. This life is God's light, yet you do not know Him. You deny Him. You deny His existence. You deny His Son. You deny His power. Stay away from doctrine that does not edify God. Stay away from doctrine that does not seek truth. No truth, no Jesus, no God, no your true Father. He is always waiting with open arms to receive you, His child. You are God's child. You are God's child. Treat Him like your Father. Love Him. Go to Him when you're hurting. Go to Him when you want to know something. Go to Him when you want to be comforted, when you want to feel a strong arm wrapped around you. Go to your Father, your true Father. Seek Him, for He is waiting for you. He is waiting to shower so much love on you. He is waiting to show you who He is. He is waiting to share His love, His light, His power, His peace, His joy, His wisdom. He is waiting to share with you, His child, all the things that a father wants for his child. God is your Father. Know Him. He is your Father. Know Him. Seek Him. Be with Him. Have a relationship with Him. He is power. God is all power. Your Father is a very powerful God. Your Father is wisdom. Your Father is peace, joy, light, love. That is who your Father is. Your Father is perfect. Your Father is flawless. Your Father is the Father of all fathers. Seek your true Father. And know Him.
Mm.